He had heard about the planet, although he'd never been there. Somewhat warmer than Tellus, but otherwise very Earth-like, millions of Tellurians lived there and liked it. His approach to the planet, Bronsica, was characterized by all possible caution, as was his visit to Kamenoki, the capital city. He found that 4627 Boulevard des Ailes was a structure covering an entire city block and some 80 stories high, owned and occupied exclusively by Wimblesons. No visitors were allowed except by appointment. His first stroll past it showed him that an immense cylinder, comprising almost the whole interior of the building, was shielded by thought screens. He rode up and down in the elevators of nearby buildings. No penetration. He visited a dozen offices in the neighborhood upon various errands, choosing his time with care so that he would have to wait in each an hour or so in order to see his man. These leisurely scrutinies of his objective failed to reveal a single fact of value. Ethan D. Wimbleson and Sons Incorporated did a tremendous business, but every ounce of it was legitimate. That is, the files in the outer offices covered only legitimate transactions, and the men and women busily at work there were all legitimately employed. And the inner offices, vastly more extensive than the outer, to judge by the number of employees entering in the morning and leaving at the close of business, were sealed against his prying every second of every day. He tapped in turn the minds of dozens of those clerks, but drew only blanks. As far as they were concerned, there was nothing queer going on anywhere in the organization. The old man, Howard Wimbleson, a grand-nephew or something of Ethan, had developed a complex lately that his life was in danger. Scarcely ever left the building, not that he ever had any need to, as he had always had palatial quarters there, and then only under heavy guard. A good many thought-screened persons came and went, but a careful study of them and their movements convinced the gray lensman that he was wasting his time. "No soap," he reported to a lensman at Bronsica's base. "Might as well try to stick a pin quietly into a cat eagle. He's been told that he's the next link in the chain. He's got the jitters right. I'll bet he's got a dozen loose observers instead of only one. I'll save time, I think, by tracing another line. I have thought before that my best bet is in the asteroid dens instead of on the planets. I let them talk me out of it. It's a dirty job, and I've got to establish an identity of my own, which will be even dirtier. But it looks as though I'll have to get back to it."
"But the others are warned, too," suggested the Bronsican.
"They'll probably be just as bad. Let's just blast it open and take a chance on finding the data you want."
"No," Kinnison said emphatically. "Not a chance. That's not the way to get anything I'm looking for.